Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome to another video and podcast from Fantasy Football Scout. My name is Joe. It's Valentine's Day, and to mark the occasion, we thought we'd look at the best FPL couples this season on the pitch. These are the players that just love to help each other find the net. In previous seasons, we've seen the footballing romance of Son and Kane at Spurs have incredible 47 goal combinations in recent seasons. Son has scored 24 times to Kane's 23 over that period. So what we're going to do is we're going to have a look and see who are the Son and Kane bromance couples of this season. Just a reminder, do press that like button, really helps us out, and do remember to subscribe as well so you can keep up to date with all our latest videos and podcasts. Also, do check out fantasyfootballscout.co.uk for latest offers for membership as well, so you can get access to all our exciting tools and gadgets there to help you climb up your mini leagues, like the Rate My Team tool, and you can create your own tables. You can use the comparison tool as well to eye up a pairs of players that you are perhaps thinking of bringing in. Okay, let's have a look at this season then. Who are the Valentines of FPL in this season then? Okay, let's have a look. Who are the first ones to look at? Well, it's Neto and Hwang at Wolves, and what a partnership they have formed this season so far. Now, Hwang has just come back from cup duty. He has been carrying an injury going into game week 25. To timestamp this, we're just gearing up for game week 25 in FPL. Obviously, still Valentine's Day. And we're looking at the couples of FPL this season, the top ones as well. So yeah, what a partnership they've had. So he's been off on cup duty as well, so that bromance has sort of ended. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 combinations together they have scored as well this season. I mean, Neto has been the assist meister. Across his 14 starts, he scored only a couple of goals, but 10 assists. That's quite something. In terms of his expected goal involvement delta, which is over or under performance, he's overperformed marginally by 3 goals this season. His expected goal involvement is expected to be involved in getting on for nearly 7, and he's in fact been involved in 12 goals, so pretty good. His chance creation is 35 this season. He's had 75 points. Meanwhile, Hwang, not too shabby either. Across his 17 starts, he scored 10 goals and had 3 assists as well. So obviously a chunk of those between the two of these here. In terms of his delta, expected goal involvement delta, he's actually overperformed by nearly 5 goal involvements this season so far. Created 14 chances. So not too bad. Quite the partnership. Let's have a look at the next ones as well. Oh, this could be awkward. Oh, it's Neto again. But while Hwang's away, Kuna has been stepping in. So Neto and Kuna here as well. Just the 3 goal combinations together, but it just shows that they've been forming quite a partnership. Once again, Kuna going into game week 25 could be an injury doubt there. So that bromance might be curtailed as well. But there we go. Neto is there to assist people as well. So we've already had a look at Neto stats, but Kuna as well has been a real revelation. He's only 5.8 million at the moment in FPL. 9 goals and 6 assists. I mean, that's quite something, really, because it's 24 starts, 108 FPL points. He's very quietly emerged as one of the real stars of this season so far. In terms of over or underperformance, he has overperformed by around 4 goal involvements, according to the expected stats merchants. His expected goal involvement this season has been just over 10. But as I said, got 9 goals and 6 assists. It's pretty good. Created 25 chances as well. Not bad. Another couple who just love to score on the pitch there. Okay, who are next on our list? Da, 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 da. It's Salah and Darwin. Okay, so they've got 5 goal combinations together. So they've assisted or scored from each other this season. I mean, Salah obviously has been the goal. Well, he's been a bit of everything, really. He started off being the assist guy. Then he was the goal scoring guy. And then he's a combination of both. Then he's been off at AFCON as well. And now currently injured. So it remains to be seen whether going into game week 25, he's actually going to be playing. Darwin Nunes, as far as we know, will be playing as well. So if they are back on the pitch, we might see a goal combination. You might see goal Salah, Darwin assist, or the other way around as well. So Salah's stats, 14 goals, 8 assists, pretty good. He's only marginally overperformed by a couple of goal involvements this season. Very good indeed. His expected goal involvements over 20. That's huge. 47 chances he's created. And he's had 156 FPL points. Of course, his 20 starts. Yeah, he's as nailed on as you can get for a return there. And Darwin's there to help him. Or indeed, he is there to help Darwin. Darwin Nunes, whilst it appears he misses all the time, and he does miss a lot, he also does score a lot as well. So he's got 8 goals, 9 assists. That's pretty huge. 17 goal involvements. And as you would expect with him, he's underperformed, but only marginally, really. So his expected goal involvement this season has been just over 15. So with those 8 goals and those 9 assists, the 17. So he's only marginally been underperforming there. 96 FPL points. Yeah, he's back in my team as well. Well, Salah as well. Well, we may be seeing whether Salah will be fit again. But yeah, who knows? This could be quite the relationship. Okay, let's have a look down our list as well. Who is next? Over to Man City. Another team with 2 fixtures in game week 25. Yeah, I should have obviously mentioned most people play the game. No, Liverpool play twice in game week 25. So lots of interest there. Man City as well played twice. And these two have really had a great partnership this season. In Kevin De Bruyne's absence, Alvarez has been stepping in as the sort of creator for Haaland there. And it's really shown as well this season. So Haaland has scored 16 goals and he's actually assisted 6 times as well. Alvarez has got 8 goals and assisted 8 times. So this is pretty good. And they have 1, 2, 3, once again, 5 goal combinations together, which is, these are, you know, amongst the most of any goal combinations this season so far. Haaland's just come back from injury. 131 points he's got so far from his 16 goals and 6 assists. Only marginally been overperforming. But sometimes you get that with, like, for example, I believe his expected goal involvement was quite low in the Everton game, in game week 24. He came away with 2 goals because one of the goals was, you know, most other strikers just would not be expected to score that. He can. He can defy the expected stats. Which is good to see. So, yeah, expected goal involvement this season has been 17. But, of course, he's scored much, much more than that. Created 20 chances as well, Haaland. So not bad. So, you know, he's quite happy to be in a goal-scoring relationship like this. Alvarez there, as I said, with the 8 goals there, got his 23 starts. He's pretty nailed on as you can get so far while De Bruyne has been out. 116 FPL points, not bad, and those 8 assists. But Kevin De Bruyne is back now. And we saw exactly what happened in game week 24 with Haaland and De Bruyne on the pitch. They replicated what they've been doing all last season, really. If you see Man City goal, chances are it's Haaland. Chances are it's assisted by Kevin De Bruyne. He was a sub in game week 24. He came on, immediately turned the game around, immediately had incisive passing to Haaland. Immediately, Haaland was in the right place, right time, and managed to run with the ball and score. So that is what that combination does. So it remains to be seen whether this couple here of Haaland and Alvarez will remain a bromance on the pitch, because I suspect the De Bruyne-Haaland romance will be carrying on, which is very important as we go up to game week 25 as to who we have in our side as well. Okay, I've only got a few couples this season to mention, but it just gives you an idea of how important it is to get the goal scorer and the assister as well, and to try and target these partnerships as well, and the FPL Valentines. Okay, the last couple we're going to look at here, so it's just a snapshot of these couples on the pitch here, is Son again, but this time it's with Madison. So the Son and Kane. So this proves Son is ever such a romantic player on the pitch. all those goal combinations with Harry Kane. Harry Kane's off to the off playing in Germany at the moment. So Son has been stepping in largely for the first part of the season as the striker, and Madison, as he was at Leicester, has been the chief creator. They've got three goal combinations so far. Might not seem a lot, but if you're getting that goal scorer and the assister, and you see these two names on, that's pretty big for your team, really. You should be seeing a green arrow from that bit as well. So Son, 12 goals this season. In terms of FPL points, 140. Six assists in total, so it's 18 goal involvements. Been overperforming, but like I was saying with Haaland as well, Son gets those chances that other people aren't expected to get. Quite special as a player. Expected goal involvement this season is 12. So he's actually exceeded that by a clear six there. He created 38 chances. So it remains to be seen where he'll be. Richarlison obviously seems to have the central striker role nailed, but Son can be very creative there on the wing, but also could drift into the centre, could replace Richarlison at times. Madison is there to be the creator as well. Madison's stats, just the three goals, but the eight assists there, and of course his 14 starts, because of course he's just come back from injury, so he's only got 76 points. Still pretty good for that. After just 14 starts, though. In terms of expected goal involvement delta, as in over or under performance, he's marginally overperformed by two goal involvements. Expected goal involvement this season, just 7. But already with 3 goals and 8 assists, so he's got 11 goal involvements there. Chances created, 38. Now, this is interesting. Son and Madison both have created 38 chances, which is pretty good. Which just shows how they like to assist each other there. Okay, just a short video. Just thought I'd do this on Valentine's Day, because I just thought it's quite good to get these FPL couples to highlight who has got that performance, the Son and the Canes of this season, because once you get those combinations, it's absolutely great for your team. Do let us know in the comments as well whether you've got any of these combinations this season. Who else you think is forming a good partnership, perhaps in your own team, or you've spotted in other Premier League sides as well. Always good to hear from you. Once again, do press that like button, really helps us out. Do subscribe as well, so you can keep up to date with our latest videos, and also subscribe wherever you receive your podcasts as well. And do check out those membership offers at fantasyfootballscout.co.uk. Always good to get that bit of extra information to give you the edge in your mini leagues. My name's been Joe. Thanks a lot for your time. Take care. See you soon.